A word before the Haftarah this morning. The Haftarah, by the way, is found on page 676. The Torah reading, of course, is about Metzorah. It's about skin diseases. Not one's favorite Torah portion to give sermons about, which is why generally the rabbis say that it's about Motzi Shem Ra, somebody who speaks badly, because it's easier to talk about the ethics of speech than it is to talk about the treatment of conditions. But the one thing that I did want to mention was that, you know, recently I took my daughter to see Jane Eyre, and I don't know how many of you know the story, but one of her comments when it was over was, if they'd only had cell phones, none of this would have happened. And the truth is that that's true of a lot of plots of classical novels. If they'd only had a laptop or a cell phone, all that confusion could have been eliminated. And the same thing sort of strikes me here, which is if only they had topical creams in the time of the Torah, then all of these treatments that prove ineffective could have been eliminated. But strangely enough, the same thing happens, the same human misunderstandings, the same difficulties, the same romantic entanglements, the same broken hearts as happened in classical novels, they just happen with different technology. And the same heartache, the same difficulty in society, the same sense that something is wrong or something is impure that existed in ancient times with Metzorah happens today. We just call it by different names and it takes different manifestations. But that's why we continue to read the Torah, of course, not because our condition is exactly the same or our social setup is the same, not because we lack cell phones and Twitter and Facebook and texting, but because the essential human problem that the Torah describes hasn't changed from then to now. And so if we look beneath the surface of the text, the sense that something is wrong both in society and for individuals, that it needs to be healed spiritually, not only medically, that endures. And that's one of the reasons why, at this time of year, of course, we begin again. And that's what Pesach is, you know, it's a new year. It's one of the four new years of the Jewish calendar. This is the new year of spring and of renewal, when we clean out, both literally and metaphorically, our lives and our homes, and we try to begin our lives anew. So we can still learn from this Torah portion, even though it's very alien in some ways to what we are used to. It teaches us lessons that endure. Let's bring